Welcome to the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast, where we discuss all things related to health and wellness. We dispel common myths and misconceptions regarding healthcare, and we do it in a way that you can actually understand. And it is hosted by yours truly, Dr. Matt Silver, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and founder of Alpha Project Physio and Performance. All right, guys. On this episode, we're talking about gait assessments, and in particular, right, running gait assessments. And essentially, this involves somebody recording you running and slowing it down and saying, hey, this is what you got going on, and then using that as a diagnostic tool to correct that impairment, right? Whatever's going on, whether it's overstriding, overstepping, it's actually overstepping, overstriding, it's a little bit of a misnomer, but whether you're overstepping, whether you are your hips dropping, you're overpronating, whatever is going on, your shoulder drops, or you're not rotating enough one way, or lack of a knee drive, right? All this stuff can be seen on this gait assessment. And this is a not just for distance runners, right? It's like team sport athletes, right? Sports where you stop and go and stop and go, like soccer, lacrosse. I know even CrossFit, right? There's a lot of running stuff. The box I'm in, they're going to start adding in a lot more running, parts, and incorporate running into their WODs workouts of the day. Now that it's getting warmer out, and that COVID's don't want to speak too soon, but more people are getting vaccinated, so that's that is a good thing. But it's not just going to benefit distance runners, even though yes, right, your distance runner is really going to benefit from this. But even just someone who's active, who occasionally runs or incorporates running into their workouts, you're going to benefit from this as well because overstepping and having these running issues, it's a problem for distance runners. It's also going to be a problem for the person who just runs occasionally. Okay. So I'm a big fan of gait assessments, and let's talk more about why. So when I'm seeing somebody, and when I'm seeing a patient who I'm going to do a gait assessment on, and I offer this to every single patient, whether they're a distance runner or not, just because, again, I think everybody should get one. But when I'm seeing somebody, there's a couple different ways to do it. And the best way, and how I learned, was you can use a 3D system, which is an expensive system, but it's very, very effective at finding small deviations and ones that might be harder with the camera. And this is definitely, it's going to work on everybody, but geared more towards the elite runner who, right, they make a living off of running, and that's not too many people. But the 2D system that I use, that I commonly use, is essentially tripod, right? Hook up my iPhone, bam, and I'm able to record people running on patients running on a treadmill or on a flat surface in four different angles, right? So from the front, from the back, and from both sides. So when I'm doing this, and the reason we need to do the gait assessment is when you're watching somebody run, you can definitely probably pick out some stuff that's going on, right? You might be able to pick out, hey, your knee's not driving up as high as it should. Maybe it's very obviously, hey, you're landing way out in front of your body, your heel striking too much, the back, maybe you will be able to see some overpronation or a heel whip, right? When that foot turns aggressively and rapidly as somebody pushes off, you might be able to see that. But the issue is the frames per second that we see, I believe it's around 13 or 16 frames per second that the human eye can see. It might give or take a little bit, so don't hold me to that. It's around 13 to 16 frames per second. But you miss a lot. Right, so we're able to see those 13 to 16 frames each second, but if you actually slow it down, and this can easily be done on your iPhone or on an app that I use, it can slow it all the way down to like 250 frames per second, or even more like 300. So we're really able to slow it down, and when you're able to slow that down, you can see exactly what's going on. Like the moment somebody's foot strikes the ground, you can see, hey, how are they striking the ground? Is it with the Are they on their heel? Are they aggressively on their heel? Are they flat-footed? Or maybe they're landing on the ball of their foot, right? That's the minority, but some people land like that. Not that it's the best way to land. That can be argued. I think it's a good way to land. But I think definitely we should not be smacking down on our heels aggressively. Heel striking is okay as long as it's not very, very excessive, right? Personally, I prefer more of a flat foot strike, but you can, there's professional distance runners who have a heel strike and totally fine, and they're running, right? They have pretty good longevity. But what we need to focus on is using that camera to slow it down and being able to really see what's going on and look back and say, hey, okay, here's when this person is striking the ground, this patient's striking the ground. And then I can draw angles and vectors on there and sit and really look at it and say, hey, this shouldn't be here, right? There's a normal amount of, a normal degree of, essentially, there is normal angles that we should see when we were doing this, right? So if you're striking the ground with a whole lot of that heel strike, your foot's really pointed up and your leg is really, really straight out in front of you, those angles are going to be more aggressive and they're going to be higher. And that's an indication that, hey, right, you're overstepping a little bit. You're overstriding and you're heel striking too much. And could you see this with the naked eye? Yeah, you could. I'm not going to argue that, but you won't be as good and you won't know for sure. And you'll probably miss it, honestly. A lot of people, if you obviously overstride, you'll probably be able to tell. But if it's a little bit more nuanced, right? If it's a little bit more on the fence of, the goal is I want you to land right underneath your body. And if you're a little bit out in front, it's going to be very hard to tell if you don't slow it down. So the moment you slow it down, and you're able to say, hey, let's look at these angles. Let's see what's going on. The moment you are able to do that, that is where you can really get, you can dial in and say, okay, right? Instead of I want that to be 5 degrees or less. And in your case, hey, you're 15 degrees. Not horrible. But if we could just knock off 10 degrees and we could work on some running drills, right? Some mobility drills as well that might be involved, then we can really see some progress and really see some improvement in how you're moving. That same thing can be done. Hey, if your heel's striking too much, hey, let's land closer to the body and see what happens. Let me give you this drill. We'll practice it. We'll run again and we'll do another gait assessment and we will see, hey, let's see, is there any real time change? So this is something I do all the time with my distance runners and patients that request it. Again, I give everybody who works with me, I say, hey, if you'd like one, you can have one. Most runners, I say, hey, we're going to do this anyway because you're working with me. And they most of them appreciate that. But the gait assessment is just a fantastic tool that we can add to our arsenal of right, making you a better athlete, making you just an overall better mover, and being able to right run for years and years to come without having aches and pains and injuries. So, And we should talk about, too, that most of you might say, hey, Matt, I've had a gait assessment before, right? I've been to the local shoe store, and right, they recorded me running, and they said, hey, you'd need the shoe. Is this the same thing? And great question. That's a fantastic question. And most of the time when a shoe store does that, they're looking at just the rear foot. They're looking at just the foot and ankle complex. And when you hit the ground, they're looking to see what type of shoe would work best for you. Right, you're going to them for to buy a shoe, to right the best shoe for you. That's the goal of right that whole journey of, hey, I'm gonna go to a shoe store, buy the best running shoe for you, right? Your unique needs. And the gait assessment that they typically do, that free gait assessment, is part of that, and that allows them to say, or it allows you and them to make the best educated decision on what shoe you should have. So most of the time when they perform that gait assessment, they're just looking at that ankle and foot, and they slow it down too. I think they do most of them in the area here in Maryland and Northern Virginia. They do a pretty good job of slowing it down, and they do a fantastic job with that. But most of the time, they just look from that back view, and they just look at the foot and ankle. Where when a clinician such as myself does it, we're really going to look at, yes, we will definitely take that into consideration. But in that back view, we'll also look at, hey, what are the knees doing? What is that hip doing, right? That rotation, is a hip dropping to one side? There's many different factors that could be causing that. Again, we'll look at both sides, look at, hey, how's your knee drive? How are you hitting the ground? Are you overstepping? How's your cadence, right? That's another huge a huge factor is cadence, right? A number thrown around a lot is you want to be around is 180 beats per minute. With your cadence, with both legs. That can vary depending on how tall you are. If you're shorter, it might be a little bit more. If you're a little bit taller or lankier, hey, or you have long legs like I do, then that might be a little bit on the low side. But just, yes, so definitely they do gait assessments there. But going to a clinician or a therapist such as myself who focuses on treating distance runners, it's more of a holistic approach of not just the foot and ankle, but hey, we're going to look at really everything, even the torso too. I've done them where I look at, hey, the lean angle and making sure I can, and hip extension as well is a huge one of, hey, can you get that leg behind you in order to, and get it behind you without all this other compensation going on. So there's so much that can actually go into a gait assessment. You could probably drive yourself crazy, but it's just a great way, again, to just look at the whole body and say, how are you moving? And again, maybe it's not even skill. It might say, hey, it might, the hip drop, right? Ooh, maybe the glute's weak, the glute med, the glute max. Maybe it's a mobility issue. So it might not tell us exactly what's going on, but it's going to point you, it's going to point me in the right direction or another clinician in the right direction on saying, hey, you have this going on. Let's explore this a little bit more. So it's a great, not necessarily diagnostic, but just a great screen to say, hey, you have this going on. We can try and fix it with some drills, but if that doesn't work, let's start working at it. So recap today, guys. Gait assessments, fantastic tool that we can use to assess how you're moving. And then maybe not diagnose. We can actually probably diagnose a lot of stuff, but also just use it as a screen to say, okay, you have this hip drop XYZ thing going on. Let's look at some other things. Let's see exactly the root cause of it. And again, add it to your plan of care. And show you how to move the right way. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed it. Before we go, I'm looking forward to having on a couple guests. This should be an episode or two. I'm going to have a local trainer on, a very good friend of mine. I'm super excited to have that on, so I really hope you guys attend that one. And so I'll post that one out on Instagram and on Facebook. So, guys, I'm really looking forward to that, and thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you next time. Hey, wait a minute, guys. I just wanted to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. And if you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support this podcast, please share this with others by taking a screenshot of this episode and posting it to your story on Instagram and tag Alpha Project Physio so we can repost it. And to stay up on all the latest from me, please follow Alpha Project Physio on Instagram and Facebook, and then subscribe to the Alpha Project newsletter at www.alphaprojectphysio.com. See you guys next time.